You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
All right, Kristen's in the room. Kristen, you're going to command the situation. We've got the Dathans in here as well. You've got some Thompson whiskey. You said there's some absinthe, which gets me a little bit excited and scared, which is my favourite type of feeling. John's filming, which is a bit weird.
There you go. I've laid the stage. Here we go.
All right. You may not be able to get me out of the back of this desk, but hey, everyone. Are you ready for some cocktails?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, please.
All right.
Yes, now.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. All right, so tonight, I don't want you to bite your tongue on the name of this drink, but it is called the Blacken My Thumb because we are making an absinthe, so black licorice whiskey drink. How's that?
Yummy.
Good.
Practice that all day.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Okay, so here's how we're going to make it. We've been icing.
Cocktail. Blacken My Thumb cocktail. I love it.
It's all for you now. It's really a Sazerac.
You got a mother.
Right? I have a muddler. I found a muddler here, if you can imagine. So that's really a Sazerac, right? One of the oldest cocktails, if not the oldest, from the mid-1800s. And so what we've been doing is I've been icing some glasses down, and we're going to pour that ice out. Hey, how far does this come? All right.
You can hear that?
Yeah.
It sounds good.
So we're letting the ice out, because then we're going to give it a splash of absinthe.
Just a splash.
And BFM glasses, of course.
Does anybody out there know if there's truth to the fact that bars can only serve someone two shots of absinthe in a night? Like, there used to be like a weird rumor.
It's the first time I've heard that.
Okay.
Like, I'm not saying it's not true, but it's the first time I've heard it.
I've never ordered absinthe for the bar, so.
Two shots, one. In the drink. Okay. Two shots at a time. I've just had a strong update.
All right.
They don't have wormwood in it.
So we're putting the absinthe in each of the glasses, and we're going to swirl them around, and then you can just... Yeah, you want to be really careful.
Always.
Health and safety.
I always want to be very careful.
Health and safety.
It is. It's a green drink. You're just kind of swishing it around. You can't really hear it, but I'm swishing around.
She's getting right into it. It's good.
Just a couple of whiffs of the absinthe, and there's some great facial expressions going on behind the scenes.
And then you pour that
some
out
shock.
Into a glass, so you can drink that later.
Oh, nice one.
You run out of glue.
It does
smell
really,
really
nice,
is
though.
Just a little bit of a... And then the bar person gets the...
Well, this
out.
Could go out. Yeah.
Figuring out the mechanics. Hey.
Yeah.
Can I just come in right now and say, not a massive licorice fan.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
I think it's gonna be good though.
Okay.
I think Kristen.
Sure. Okay.
I'm just a child.
But
a
I know what you are though. But you do like sugar cubes, and this has sugar cubes.
Yes, I do.
So we're gonna put in a sugar cube for each glass, and then you put in bitters. So I'm using orange bitters, and then this is gonna be kind of an orangey taste. So you want to give it.
Holy crap! This is sciencey.
Putting it into a tall coffee plunger.
It's in a tall coffee plunger.
Just in case you're looking for stuff around the house.
The orange bit is like this kind of peel. There you go, she's muddling, ladies and gents.
That smells
Yeah, so we're muddling the ice cubes. We want to give
nice.
It
it's like the peel of the orange.
Some more
West Indian orange bitters.
Yeah, a little bit of...
Sweet, just the best.
Top up. Bish bosh bash.
Because we want to make sure that this is going to be a little bit... Because you're going to put
a
the whiskey in
delicious.
Here then and then strain it.
Oh, fuck yeah. Sugar and whiskey.
All right. So you're getting a lot of different smells right now, right? The licorice.
Yeah, I can smell
orange,
a lot of different
ones. Yeah. The sugar. This is nerve-wracking.
Oh, you're right.
I mean, I love being behind the microphone, but...
Celebrities in the studio, so...
I know. I had to prepare all day, do my red leather, yellow leather. Okay, now, we are going
pardon?
To...
Excuse me? What?
Okay, so we're... Okay.
You're free pour.
We're going to free pour because I... Yeah, we're going to free pour. But really what you want to do is 2 ounces for each drink, so that's like, you know...
Is that a vocal practice? Is it?
Unique
New York.
New York.
Unique New York.
Isn't the one about the human...
All right,
human torch.
So we are swishing.
Took out a bank loan.
We're not shaking this, we're swishing it. Oh, let's give it a little bit more, right?
It looks like sweet tea.
Thanks, Matt, for all this whiskey.
Cheers, Matt.
What type of
shot, Matt?
Oh, we're going with the with the rye and barley.
The rye and barley, which is really in the Sazerac. They say to use the barley.
We love Thompson whiskey.
Legendary.
Yeah. Aww. Let me just.
There's a lot of love in this studio tonight.
Let me just try it through.
Too bad Matt's not here. Hey, we're giving you a shout out, Matt. Okay, so now we're gonna strain it into each of the glasses. All right, so we'll see how we go.
I never get used to how weird those strainers look, by the way.
Strange strainers.
Strange.
That could be a vocal practice strain right there.
So really, you want to use a a lowball glass, but because we have an array, we're using some big wine glasses too.
Not just any wine glasses, BFM wine glasses.
Oh, I think we're gonna have to put some more whiskey in here.
Oh, where's that? Lucky.
It's got a hole in the bottom of it.
That's okay. Just go for it. But at least you're going to be able to get a taste of it. Because it's like, this is like a big plunger. But
at least we'll get the idea.
All right, when she's dispensing now.
How come you need the strainer?
So that the sugar doesn't come out.
Right. Good question.
I was thinking,
thanks.
I was thinking,
great question.
That's how many we're gonna make. We'll
great
make some
question,
more.
Ben.
And then you wanna just give it a little.
A rimming, you're rimming it.
Well, you can just give it a little.
With a twist.
No rimming,
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a small, tidy little drink. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, sweet. Oh, okay. Shot.
Just take it easy, Sam. Some of the big, yes.
Okay. Oh, this is a little one. I'll take that one. Oh, Big Hungry, you can have a little one because you say it's not for you. How is it?
I haven't tried it yet.
I'm waiting until everyone has been
served. Cheers. I was brought up to wait.
Oh, you're so. Everyone says
cheers. Oh, open the desk. Hey, cheers.
Oh, here we go.
Cheers, everyone.
Thank you. First ever cocktail. Thank you.
Cheers.
Eye contact, absolutely.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers to the new record, lads.
Yes.
Fucking. This is really good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is delicious.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
Shit sticks.
Yeah. Ooh,
boy.
It's got
for sipping.
Aromas through the nasal.
Okay. You got a little baby one, Big Hungry.
I'm only little.
Do you like the licorice now? How do you like the licorice now?
It's good. I see what you've done now. You put just the right amount in there, like some kind of mixologist.
That is very
Thank
nice.
You. How's that?
John's making the donut. That's a good drink face.
It's a good signature drink for you?
I'm happy with it, yeah, very much so. When we do shows, there's going to have to be this present. So
hey, I'm available to mix the cocktails.
Great.
Touring mixologist.
Great.
I'm just kidding. All right, and that's awesome. And there you have it.
What's it called? What did you call it?
It's the Black in My Thumb.
But what is it? Is there like a traditional name for it? Or have you just
the Sazerac.
Okay, cool. There you go. Sorry.
From New Orleans. Yeah. Cheers, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm just going to pump this music up and fade us out. Thanks, Kristen.
Corner on 95 BFM.